Whirled on and on. The canaries disappeared from sight. Night came on. Suddenly, ahead of them, the volcano Tenerife erupted and brightly illuminated the sea and heavens. The men became frightened. Terror reigned on board ship. Finally.
Admiral!
Yes, Amerigo?
Come in, sir. They're scared.
Scared? Of a volcano?
Sir, they believe the flames... Well, that they're an omen, sir.
An omen? An omen of what?
Well, sir, they think the flame is really an angel. The same angel that held the flaming sword at the gates of the Garden of Eden to keep the people from the garden.
And they think this is a flaming sword held by an angel to keep us from going any farther.
Aye, sir.
Ridiculous.
Yes, sir, but just the same, they're scared to go any further.
Signal the ships to pull together and drop anchor. I'll talk to the men.
Aye, aye, sir.
Men, the sight you are witnessing is really a volcano in eruption. The center of the earth is hot, red hot. When water comes in contact with these red hot rocks, steam immediately forms and shoots outward towards the crust of the earth. That is what you see. Molten rocks, steam, fiery heat from beneath the crust of the earth. We will sail around it and continue westward, on into yonder horizon.
As the fiery volcano disappeared in the wake of the three vessels, the men experienced as much sadness as they had fright at the first sight of the eruption. Losing sight of the volcano seemed to the men as if they were losing sight of the last traces of the road through immeasurable and uncharted space. They felt as if they were detached from the earth and sailing in a mysterious and terrifying new planet. They became silent, sullen, refusing to go any farther. Once again, Columbus called the ships together and talked to the men. His eloquence was inspiring, his imagination never better.
We are headed for a beautiful land. A land rich with precious stones and myrrh. Like Solomon of old, we will all become rich. We will revel in the glorious islands, the vegetation and the sunshine of our new land. The sands of the sea are covered with pearls. The land is dotted with rich gold mines. The mountains shine with precious stones.